When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Go Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory. Let the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. He loses to the Pistons yesterday, 125-124 in overtime. Wasted a great Jimmy Butler performance yesterday. We'll hear more from him later on. The Panthers defeat the Edmonton Oilers 6-5. Carter Verhaeghe, swaggy with the go-ahead goal. No Barkov yesterday, missed the game with an illness. Matthew Tkachuk, who, Edmonton just cannot hate him enough. And he was asked about that yesterday. He goes, I know in Florida they like me. And then walked off the interview. He's just a menace. I love him. The NBA Cup Final is tonight. The Bucks take on the Thunder. OKC is a 5.5-point favorite on that one. 8:30, Leroy, if you're looking to watch that one. Man Campbell. You have this, Froggy? Man Campbell was on our Detroit affiliate for, he does a weekly hit there. And this was him on the Lions losing for the first time in a long time when they fell. He's fallen under some criticism for now being too ballsy, which is a little bit weird. But this was what he had to say after the Lions lost to the Bills this past week.
And look, I don't. You know what happens is, you win 11 in a row, and you lose, and then the sky falls. And I hate to say it, but we're not going to be able to win 11 in a row again for the rest of this season. We're just not going to be able to do it. And, what happens is you get used to eating filet, and I'm talking to all of us, and everything's good. Life's good, but you forgot what it was like when you had nothing and you ate your molded bread, and it was just fine, and it gave you everything you needed. And sometimes you got to get punched in the mouth and remember what it used to be like to really appreciate where you are. And we'll do that. And so we got a bad taste in our mouth. We got kicked around the other day. We lost a few guys. And you know what? It's exactly what we needed. This is exactly what we needed. So we're going to bounce back. We're going to respond. We got guys that are about to have an unbelievable opportunity here. And we will play the game any way needed to win. We still got a good offense. We got plenty of defensive players. I can go rattle them off right now. We're going to put the best best 11 on the field. We're going to freaking cut it loose. We're going to play with our special teams. And I don't give a crap if we got to win by 1 point for the rest of the year. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to be happy about it. We come out of the game with 50 yards of total offense and we win by one, you're going to see smiles on my face. I promise you. All right? If it's the other way defensively, we give up 700 yards and we win by 1 point, you're going to see a smile from my ear to ear. All right? I can promise you. So we're going to find a way and we're going to get it done.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
That's gooses like, right there.
But you know what?
Gooses.
He wouldn't have to respond like that if they went 11 straight and they lose a game and everybody's flipping out, right? Stop. They're fine. Sure. Would he have, in hindsight, would he have done any different? No. You know why? Because he's trying to win games with the talent that he has, and he knows for a fact they're terrible on defense. So what do? Now, the problem is when you have to put on a whiteboard, I'm onside kicking, it becomes a little more difficult. But, yeah, that's...
Silly Sauce says, God, what I would do to have Man Campbell back.
Oh, yeah. You were real excited when he was here. Stop it.
Handsome Daffy, McDaniel needs to take notes. That's a coach.
Yeah. And that's a coach Dr. after one loss.
Here's what I would say, and here's why everybody loves Dan Campbell. Man. He starts from a base of physical football. Why does everybody like Mike Tomlin? He starts from a base of physical football. And those coaches who some sometimes think are boring and whatever, those are the coaches that can kind of squeeze these wins out when they have no business winning. Now, add to that, they got a really good offense.
They do.
And so that's a bonus to him.
Did you hear?
That's a bonus.
Did you hear Mike Tomlin after the loss this week?
No. What did he say?
This was Mike Tomlin after his loss.
But how do you keep this loss from snowballing and carrying into the next two games?
It's a loss. I mean, let's not get dramatic.
You see what I mean, though? Like, yeah, man. Like, it. You know what? Here's the different stages of it. Philly did it the first 3 weeks of the season, right? They were all hyperventilating. And look at where their team is, right? Pittsburgh has been winning and losing games like this for 10 years. And still they complain. And then Detroit just won 11 straight. And their coach understanding maybe the pulse of his team, no, he got to try to get an extra possession or two. Right? Because they ain't stopping nobody. So maybe that's what he felt, and he tried to go ahead on and get one. They end up losing 48-42. And everybody's like, oh, is this a snowball effect? Is it, you know, win 11 games in this league and then lose one, and everybody says it's a snowball effect. Come on. Need to calm the hell down.
Jay Gatto says, could have had Tomlin, but no. We had to go for Cam Cameron. That's true. Yeah. That did happen.
Well, there you go. But can I ask you a question? If Mike Tomlin had become the head coach with the situations you had going on at quarterback, would he still be the coach now? You see what I mean? Like sometimes you end up in a perfect situation and that kind of gets you going to where now you can build something.
Karen says, Man Campbell could use McDaniel for one-arm bicep curls.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he grabs him by the pants and does the curls, or do you picture him like laying McDaniel flat?
I think he gives him an atomic wedge.
He just picks him up, atomic wedge, he's doing the curls.
You know, I anticipated this question.
He's like, hey, can we talk about this? Three, for? No, seriously. This is ridiculous. What would Socrates say? Seven.
What would Socrates say to that?
And then switch arms. Two, three, yeah. But it's just for, and keep in mind, the same Dan Campbell that acted the same way down here, nobody liked because he wasn't winning.
They liked him for a couple of weeks.
For a couple of weeks, and they start losing, right? But he was the same guy. When he went to Detroit knew they weren't going anywhere. So they let it play out a little bit. And now they love him. But, you know, it's the same. Like, and keep in mind, I'm very familiar with this. Because they ran Bill Belichick out of Cleveland right after a playoff season.
Dr. Toboggan says, Socrates said, stuff McDaniels in a locker.
That's not Mike McDaniel's way.
So I get it. I get it. But let's also be clear and understand this.
Yeah.
The coach that was the hard ass that everybody said wouldn't last was Dan Campbell. The coach that came in and ingratiated everybody and said, we're all a team, you loved. Right?
I loved him.
And I still love him. But wow. here's the kicker. The team starts from a different base. You can always be physical and go outward. You can't ever be a fancy trick motion eye candy team and then all of a sudden say we're going to be physical.
I feel like they've gotten less physical too. That's the other
thing. So I don't know if it's because, and keep in mind, sometimes these coaches watch film. And with the players they have, they determine they can't do certain things.
I've also wondered, like, just as a philosophy for the Dolphins, like, they just used to be, in the first couple of years here with him, like, they struck fear, obviously, a lot with how teams had to defend them. And is there just too much in relenting on what defenses are giving you? I know you say that there's a lot of that going on around the league, but... like, is there a point of, like, you're letting them dictate it too much, to almost to a point where it makes you a meeker team?
To a certain extent, but here's what is different. Okay? When you were able to run the ball and you led the league in rushing, that forced the safeties up. That first forced other teams to make a conscious effort to stop the ball. Right? To stop the run. Otherwise, they would just methodically run the ball down the field and you weren't getting the opportunity to score. Now, you don't have any success running the football because they can just put six in the box and stop the run. And so now they can play all these guys really deep. And so that's where it comes. If you look at the NFL, I would say the teams that have the best run games are the teams that also have the best big plays in the passing game. Because you force those guys to creep up towards the line of scrimmage. So when you look at somebody like, say, Lamar, and Lamar is even worse because he runs the ball. When you look at somebody like Josh Allen, right? Anytime you make a conscious effort to stop the run, Josh Allen ends up running down the field by himself because you sold out to stop Cook. So a lot of those teams, but if you're not threatening in every phase of offense and you can't run the football and all you can do is pass, yeah, they'll let you nickel and dime them, but you're not really going to have any big plays.
We'll take a break. We'll hear a little bit from our adorable little coach who's struggling right now. Hear what he has to say about the state of the team back after this.
F off.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Wow. Hey, Leroy, you want a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com free consultation 24/7. Call up at 866-954-MORE.
Here's the deal. We got some weather. It's been raining for the last couple of days, on and off. And because it's a little bit warmer, it's mostly cloudy. We got rain. It's still windy. Temperatures are around 80 degrees, and the winds are coming out of. Let's see which way these were. Hold on. Looks like it's coming south, southeast. That would explain some of the humidity. Other than that, it's been kind of a damp week so far.
Yeah.
Not thunderstorms, but just rain.
It's been a damp week, all right, dude. With football raining on my parade.
Yeah.
Here's Mike McDaniel. He said all three phases didn't show up. They need to show up in a game for us.
We're very, very over the top with being transparent with our belief in each other and what we expect out of the season. And in that journey to produce, something closer to our expectations, we have to do right by this football team, organization, and the fan base by having games where our three phases are the reason why we were winning the game, not two or one of them.
Yeah, that's been annoying. Especially the defense giving you that kind of performance. Why do you keep this Danny Crossman around, Mike McDaniel? I got to know. Did he save you from drowning?
Well, you can't do nothing about it now.
Get somebody new. And can I ask you another question?
Oh.
Let me ask you something. We got another long snapper.
What the hell is going on?
We got 9 long snappers on this team. First of all, I didn't even know we had this many long snappers available.
Did you ever think that maybe he's the long snapper because he can come in and do other things too?
No, dude. They're literally just signing new long snappers every 4 weeks because they keep running out because their other long snapper, I don't know what the hell went on with him. I hope everything's okay. He's on some non-football injury list, but he just hasn't played in months. So they just keep bringing up guys. You get like 3 games out of them, and then you got to go to a new guy. So they're going on to like their 5th long snapper of the season. And I'm like, well, is there like a bureau of long snapper? Like, who are they calling? I need another one. Hey, this guy ran out of games. Who do you got for me?
Didn't we get someone from the Long Snapping Academy last time?
We got somebody who was a member of the Long Snapper.
No, that's the guy that was sitting outside, right?
No, that was the punter from Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
Right.
The punter from Middle Tennessee wanted a shot. If he was a long snapper, he probably would have gotten a shot.
Here's the problem. Switched it up. Here's the problem. I saw the extra point.
Yeah.
The snap was a little off, but the hold looked fine.
Yeah.
So, like, we are getting rid of the long snapper?
Well, he only has so many games. That's the thing. Otherwise, they have to really, I guess, cut the other long snapper, which I found the whole weird thing.
So it has nothing to do with the actual long snapper, but the situation of
Their long snapper has been out for personal reasons, I think, or whatever, non-football injury, whatever the hell's going on with Blake Ferguson, which I wish everything's going well, but they have to do this whole do-si-do with the roster, so you only get so many games out of the long snapper that you bring in. So you sign to the practice squad, and I guess you only get like three games if you're a practice squad player before you got to be on the actual roster. So they just keep cutting loose long snappers, and then we got to bring in a new long snapper. What if we just end up with a bum? You got to think that eventually we're going to run out of capable long snappers. It's just the probabilities of it all.
Can I just tell you? No.
You sure?
I'm positive.
There's just long snappers walking the earth.
No, there's just football players. Like, there might not be guys that can play to the elite level.
It reminds
me. That you need on, like, say, the offensive line. But a long snapper, dude, stop.
Dude, it's
You know what that's like? This is no disrespect to a long snapper. Okay? No disrespect. So don't take it. Don't read into it. Don't nothing with what I'm about to say. The long snapper is the equivalent to breaking a shoelace during a football game. You run to the sideline, you get another one.
Well, it was meaningful yesterday because Jimmy Butler needed that to get his shoe back on. They were 4-5 on defense.
He had them Skechers slide-ons. He just slid that thing on, huh?
I'm just saying.
Maybe you ought to tighten that lace a little bit tighter if it's falling off like that.
By the way, Jimmy, you know, I'm all for jokey jokes, and I love the trolling. You didn't also have to go Warriors color shoes last night, dude. All right.
So that's his thing.
Running, what are you? You're like Gallagher smashing the watermelon now? This is going to be every night.
The same guy can't just train anyone to be a long snapper. I didn't say that.
No, I said that.
You said that. So there you go. Smitha, apologize, you bum.
No, my whole point was, why can't we make a guard a long snapper? Like, they should have been taking this Andrew Meyer all year, who's basically been, you know, an emergency guard, and they should have been training him a long snapper.
He was wrong. An apology was expected. Admit when you're wrong, Smeathan.
Wow.
Julian Hill should have been training as a long snapper.
Dude, totally. Like, how have they not trained anybody as a long snapper this entire season? When I
was in Cleveland, our tight end was the long snapper.
Well, I don't understand.
Brian Kitchen.
This is what should have been done. Instead, we got to call up Carl at the Long Snapping Association and be like, I need another one, Carl. I need another
one. Again, and you so eloquently. Ooh.
That's a big word for me, dog.
Wait. That's not the worst part. That's not the worst part. The worst part is looking at you two jackasses' faces. Because you like this. You guys just look at that decoration burn. Mm-mm. Oh, this is getting ugly. Anyway,
he thought he was gonna get through it. Appropriately, the damage is done, my friend. What's next?
Damage is done.
Gone, the damage done.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQM got another 4-pack of Heat tickets to give away to Heat and Nets. And we'll give that away at some point if you guys want to go. That is next Monday at the Kaseya Center. So keep listening to us. We'll give away that 4-pack of tickets to Heat and Nets. We'll get back into a little bit of that game. Jimmy Butler with some interesting bristling comments that I want to get to at the end of yesterday's game. So we'll get to that. And also a big time Panthers win from yesterday as well. But Stiver damage is done. And you see this, Froggy? So this is going on in the world of UFC right now, right? Dana White has come out. And he's like, I got something for 2025 that's going to blow your mind. You'll never see it coming. Mm-hmm. You'll never see it coming, which, you know, hey, don't disappoint me, dude. Okay, that's again. And by the way, he was like, it's not Aspinall versus John Jones. He goes, that's 100% happening. He's got something else.
Oh, okay.
That's gonna happen. Something else is up his sleeve.
Ooh.
For this upcoming year.
Yeah.
So, MMA Twitter, which you cannot trust anymore because, you know, you just don't. Everybody just says things and hopes they get it right, right? So, yesterday, a lot of chatter on the internet that the fight he's discussing, that's going to be the one that nobody sees coming. Because, like, yesterday I told Leroy, I said, why is Dana White going on First Take? You know, he doesn't. Right. Usually it means he's got something announced. He just went on First Take to say, also, I got something big. It was like, what are you wasting Stephen A. Smith's time for? Say what you got. So anyway, the rumor was that was kicking around yesterday was that Connor was going to fight Ilia Topuria.
Wait.
Current featherweight champion, but was going to move up, I guess. They were, I assumed, do this at 155. That was the rumor.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they're going to expect Topuria to go up to 170. Although I don't know how Connor's getting down to 155. That's just me personally.
Whatever. Well, just staying on the same stuff he's been on.
I mean, he's never fighting again anyway, so why are you even wasting?
He's never fighting. Well, he says he is fighting again.
Yeah, but not in the UFC.
Because here's where the damage is done.
All right.
Conor McGregor has come out, and he says the rumors of a bout with Topuria are false.
There you go.
I am in preliminary agreements with the Ambani family. Huh? To face Logan Paul.
Ooh.
In a boxing exhibition in India.
Ooh.
I have agreed. I will then seek my return to the octagon.
Whoa.
And I gotta tell you.
And you know why? Because he'll make more money.
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, I mean, he makes good money in the UFC, but that Logan Paul.
No, he doesn't. No,
well, doesn't he make the
here's
most?
The thing. Here's the thing, though, dude. Here's the thing. The damage is done, my friend.
Okay.
Damage
is done.
Getting back to what we were saying, he's never fighting again. Stop with this whole thing. Oh, I'm going to fight Logan Paul in a boxing match. First of all, no, you're not. Dana White's not going to do that. You're under contract.
Is he under contract with the UFC?
He is. Second of all, who gives a rat's ass about him boxing Logan Paul? Like, nobody cares about watching Logan Paul. Logan Paul already fought Floyd Mayweather. It was awful. It was objectively awful. Everything the Paul brothers usually put in the ring is pretty awful. But, like, if you're going to fight somebody, at least fight the one that fights. Mm. Not the one who's a pro wrestler. So, like, the damage is done. Terrible idea. Stop pretending like you're going to fight. You're not going to fight. All right? Deal with all that you got to deal with in Ireland that's going on right now. And stop annoying people with fake rumors. Damage is done, my friend, Connor.
Damage is done, my friend.
I was going to go with a different one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the events that preceded this came about. I don't know what happened in my innards. I don't know what my brain was doing. We tried to push through. We could not. Somebody should have told my mouth, that's usually a signal that comes down from the brain, that after three tries, let it go.
Yeah. And
I kept going.
Too strong.
I kept going.
Too much,
and,
dude.
And the damage was done to the point where I had to stop and laugh myself.
Damage is done.
Just a big word snuck up on me, dog. Like,
oh, it snuck up on you, all right.
My brain again, said, run with it. Run with it.
So eloquently.
Ooh.
That's a big word for me, dog.
I hate the fact that Marcos has all the buttons ready to fire off anytime we dip our toes into big words.
Well, it's either that or he just shakes you off and goes, mm-mm.
That's a point. Put Dave South up.
Point for
Dave South says,
Witcher.
Eloquent put Leroy's mouth under the blue tent.
Hey, by the way, I saw how you paused before you read that.
Oh, we got to.
Hey, I'm not taking any judgment from you, dude.
How many times did you say it inside before you?
not as many as you attempted to say it. Like, it sounded like a lawnmower starting.
Again, and you so eloquently. But I said it right the first time.
Well, yeah, but you weren't confident in it,
dog.
I wasn't confident. No, was not confident. I'm gonna say that. I'm gonna be the first to admit that. Yeah,
I hit you with my own version of Joe Rose.
Woo! Again, and you so eloquently.
Big word for me, dog.
Karen, hey, we get it, Karen. It didn't come out right. Thought I heard elephant.
I mean, we were just staring at you, being like, let's see if he gets through this.
No, you weren't. You were like, and Marcos, I hate you. You could tell, like, after the first one, you like, got something here.
Oh, I was already marking it.
Marcos, what do you got for damages done?
My damages done goes to the mass amount of quote unquote fans, observers, and now even comedians who unfortunately seem to be harassing Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter's girlfriend. Oh, fiance, I should say.
Yeah, I see this. I see this going on, man. Yeah. This is like all the rage right now.
So much so.
She put some stuff out there.
Yeah, she put out an 8-minute video on TikTok, which 8 minutes in this social media is like, might as well be a movie at this point. But essentially explaining and defending each one of the points that has been, drawn against her as of recent. For example, they've said that, obviously she's only with him for the money. She only responded to him once she found out who he was. And then, people are observing her every movement. During the Heisman Trophy ceremony, when Travis Hunter's name was called, the speed and rate at which she stood up is now being analyzed to determine whether or not she's a good woman of sorts. Godfrey, a pretty known comedian who will be headlining at the Dania Beach Improv first week of
January.
He's got
the weird voice, right?
I mean, he does impressions in multiple voices. Yeah,
you're thinking of Gilbert Godfrey?
I'm thinking
Yeah. Rest in peace.
The Affleck guy?
Yeah, rest in peace. Yes, the now deceased Gilbert Godfrey will not be headlining the Improv.
Oh, he's not with us?
I totally forgot Gilbert Godfrey was dead.
Correct. Correct.
He's dead.
He's dead. Yes. Not.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. Wow.
How long has he been gone?
Oh man, this is not on my bingo card for today.
2 years. Wow.
Yeah, man. April 12th.
Oh no.
Oh no, indeed. We finally caught up. Finally caught up to.
Oh no.
I best know him from Aladdin, though. If I'm being honest. That's really, Parrot.
The Parrot?
Yeah, the Parrot in Aladdin. That was really the peak of his career, if you ask me. But
his name is Godfried with a D, not Godfrey.
So what do you? So your damage is towards just people bothering them to them. Yeah. Like, what do you? Who is it towards, Froggy?
It is definitely towards the fans and anyone who was commenting on their relationship or how good of a person she is. Mind your business. Long story short, mind your damn business.
Yeah, like it's pretty amazing that any relationship that's out there, right? People feel the need to comment on whether they should or shouldn't be together. Yeah. Like, get your own relationship.
Not the poor girl's crying.
You be happy in your life.
Yeah, who cares, dude?
But here's the other thing, is that people think they want fame, but then when they get it, however they get it, it ain't always something everybody wants. What I mean?
And I think the thing that's disappointing about it is the internet's become such a volatile place.
That ain't even close to
No, it wasn't. It's become such a volatile place. Like, this is supposed to be one of the great weekends of accomplishment for Travis Hunter. And unfortunately, now that the internet's gone and bullied his fiance into saying, oh, you didn't like him in the first place. Like,
Yeah, right.
Come on, dude. Like that's what we all feel good about is you should be celebrating this guy, the inspirational words that he's saying, the things that he's saying to his father, the living up to the expectations that he's had. I found all of it very disappointing. You almost wish like you could tell them to like the internet will move on to something in 3 seconds, but I can't even imagine being 20 years old and having to deal with that because that's just
comments every time J-Lo gets a new husband. But I've never ever said anything along the lines of this, right? And all of my comments have proven to be true. Every guy that she's dated or been with, she came out with a new album or a new movie. So you do with that what you want. That's a fact.
I wish you wanted to own the Marlins. What she did to A-Rod, I wish that was going to be a thing.
I mean, the one thing that I would say about Deion is all of his players and all of them, none of them drink, none of them party.
Right.
And
I saw that was another viral clip that went like saying like, oh, he would drop her off at parties. She would go drink because he doesn't drink. Like he likes to eat to himself.
He'd wait outside. Right.
What?
Yeah, like, right.
Who cares, man? Mind your business.
Who cares? Like, why do you guys care? You think that Travis Hunter really doesn't have success to life, you know, by the you know what's right now? Like, you think that Travis Hunter is really going to get foisted by all this?
Right.
I mean,
one of the things that I appreciate the fact that he seems to have his stuff together and you so worried about his stuff, he ain't bothered by it.
I've never, the people have this weird thing in today's day and age, like they want to comment on how people get to their happiness.
Right.
And that if it's not in the parameter because they're so miserable and they like basking in the miserable life of others, that because it's not just done this one way, because guys, mostly through life, things are done through compromise. Not everybody got to things perfectly and down perfect roads. You're going to be throwing boomerangs and obstacles at you all the time. And who gives a rat's ass whether or not Travis Hunter's girlfriend didn't like him initially? There you go. She likes him now.
There it is.
What's that?
Tobin, you watch Love Island. Sure.
Oh, that's what that's purely what that show is for. that's purely what that's
like. Why
they literally sign up for that show?
You know what's funny? Like, we live in a world right now where nobody can be happy.
Right.
Like, you can't, like, everybody finds happiness a different way. Right? Like, things you might think are trivial, it might make somebody else the happiest person in the world. But you can't be happy for them because for whatever reason. But I would just say he's a good dude, right?
He's a good dude. He's happy.
Right.
He's probably going to end up being happy.
Tell that to Publix. I do when I get good customer service. I applaud them. Right? Listen, I don't have a sign that says, where customer service is a pleasure. That's their saying.
You just got to be happy with people who are in love. Like you, Marco, should be happy with the fact that Eric Spoelstra is in love with Drew Smith's play and stop criticizing him about it, you rat bastard.
Love is what's bringing the heat down. You seen Bam Adebayo.
No, it's not what's bringing them down. Right now, well, maybe Kevin Love.
You see?
Hey,
Kevin Love, Bam Adebayo's relationship.
You know the parameters in which Kevin Love can play. If you play him outside of those parameters and bad things happen, whose fault is that?
I just don't understand why he can't play his 7-footer. What did he do?
That is like, dude, I don't.
That guy gets no love.
Is everybody perfect? Like, I'm sure Nico was a perfect. But like, you saw Nico on the floor the other day. You telling me that guy shouldn't be getting regular minutes for the Heat?
No, because Drew Smith is too busy getting 6 fouls.
They all play the same position, frog boy!
Drew Smith just
got another foul. Stop comparing everybody to Drew Smith!
Personal foul, Drew Smith on the play. Probably.
By the way, speaking of Asia Wilson, congratulations to her. Shams reporting that she has signed a new deal with Nike, a 6-year contract extension, the one of the richest deals for a women's basketball player. So congratulations to the MVP.
Yep. She should get the highest, right? I would say Caitlin Clark got the highest.
Probably Caitlin Clark or Sabrina Ionescu. I know a lot of NBA guys. I think Tyler wears Ionescu's.
Oh, really?
Is that what they're called?
Ionescu?
Ionescu's? I don't Ionescu. Think it's Ionescu. I don't think that's how you say
it. Ionescu?
No, I think it's Ionescu.
I don't know. I don't know about that. No,
it sounds remember. Like you're saying the new school.
The new school.
Ionescu?
Yeah.
You say all of it?
Yeah.
I thought it was like
Ionescu. I know it's Ionescu.
I can't even.
I know that's how it's spelled, but is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Her spouse's name is even worse.
What?
She's her husband. His name is, oh my gosh. God bless this guy. H-R-O-N-I-S-S.
Last H-R-O.
Hronis? Hronis? Hronis. And last name Grasso.
Hronis Grasso. And he plays for the Raiders? Or used to?
Yeah, he did. I mean, I see him. He was drafted in 2015 by the Bears, so he's probably no longer in the league.
Yeah. House husband now, kicking up his feet.
House husband by 33? That's the life, dude.
That's a good life.
That's a good life. God bless him. Weird name, though.
Somebody go criticize his TikTok.
Oh, yeah, right.
You only married her because she's the best basketball player. I tried to make it in the NFL.
I tried. I did my thing, dude. I got drafted.
I would guess they went to the same college.
Maybe.
Well, no.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I guess, but they're 6 years apart, though. So yeah, I guess they overlapped at some point, probably. Somehow.
Anyway. We'll hear a little bit from Jimmy Butler. After the game. That's next.